Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Tipton High School, Tipton, Indiana, host of the sectional class 2A, sectional 39. We're making tonight's 7:30 game featured the Tipton Blue Devils and the Taylor Titans. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. First game completed just a little bit ago. We'll mention Madison Grant captured the win in the 6 o'clock contest, 59-43 over Blackford. Getting ready to have a second game here tonight. It's going to be Tipton and Taylor. Tipton designated as the visiting team. They are on the top of the bracket, and they send them the visitors. I was told by Corey Fernung, the athletic director, that Tipton will be the visitors on the scoreboard also. So we'll take care of that. We'll try to, and we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. Tonight, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils High School Gymnasium will seat comfortably 3,050. The school enrollment, 505, Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are six participating in this sectional. We'll mention they are Madison Grant, Blackford, Tipton, Taylor, Eastbrook, and Sheridan. We'll let you know the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Burt Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. We're making the 2021-22 order of finish. We'll let you know it's Western. They're at the top, followed up by Lafayette Central Catholic, Tipton, Twin Lakes, Hamilton Heights, Benton Central, Northwestern, Rensselaer Central, Lewis Cass, and West Lafayette. We'll remind you the Tipton Blue Devils are 14 wins, 6 losses on the season. They average an output of 65.7 offensively per ball game. They give up 55.4. Those are averages. The head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 3 at Tipton High School. 43 wins, 25 losses. We're making his working in his 41st season overall. 540 wins, 384 losses. We're missing the next team on the agenda. For Tipton, they'll need a win tonight. It'll be the semifinal game on Friday night coming up. The March the 4th, my sister's birthday. 7:30 p.m. start time. It'll either be Tipton or Taylor going against the Sheridan Blackhawks. The Blackhawks through the bye. We'll talk a little bit about the Taylor Titans. The Taylor Titans gym capacity back at Taylor High School is 2,500. The enrollment of the school, 379. Class 2A, sectional 39, right here at Tipton High School, 16 participating. We've mentioned them. We'll let you know the principal at Taylor High School is Keith Deshaun. The athletic director is Jake Light. And the athletic secretary is Amy Dill. We are very happy to put me in sports for cooperation from Taylor High School. We'll mention Taylor High School is located at 3794 East 300 South, Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. You can dial them up at 765-453-1101. On the web, you can find them at TaylorTitansAthletics.com. They wear the colors red and black. They participate in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. We'll mention order of finish is like this. Number 1, Carroll Cougars. That's out of Florida, Indiana. Followed up by Clinton Prairie. Tri-Central, Taylor, Rossville, Eastern, Clinton Central, Sheridan, and Delphi. We'll remind you the Taylor Titans are currently 12 wins, 9 losses on the season. We'll let you know the head coach for the Taylor Titans is Mr. Bob Wannell. 12 wins, 9 losses in his first season at Taylor High School. Overall, he's working in year number 15 as a varsity head basketball coach. 204 wins, 156 losses. And again, I'll mention Taylor Titans. Should they capture a win tonight, they will be in the semifinal on Friday. That'll be March the 4th, 7:30 p.m. It'll either be Taylor or Tipton going against the Sheridan Blackhawks Friday night at 7:30. We'll talk a little bit about each conference and the games happening tonight involving their conference members. First, we'll talk about the Hoosier Conference game night. Sectional first round. There are 4 teams in action tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight, Tuesday, March 1st, Benton Central. They are at West Lafayette tonight. That's a 7 p.m. start. That's the only start time, only game there tonight at McConaughey. Second, it's Rochester going against Lewis Cass. That began at 6. That ball game has probably went final. They played that game at Winnemac High School. The Tipton Blue Devils going against the Taylor Titans right here tonight. Supposed to start about 7:30. It's 7:29 right now on the wristwatch. A little more than 4 minutes left in the pregame. That's right here at Tipton High School. They're hosting. We're making Clinton Central and Central Catholic. Central Catholic, Clinton Central, they're playing at Attica tonight. They're also starting at 7:30 p.m. Now we'll talk about the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Game night tonight, sectional first round, there are 5 teams in action. Here on Tuesday, March 1st, Delphi going against Winnemac. That's at Winnemac, 7:30 start time. Western Boone, they will be the visitors also, and they'll go against Clinton Prairie. 6 p.m. they already began. They're probably completed by now. That's at Western Boone High School. Tipton Blue Devils, they're the visitor tonight at Tipton. They'll go against the Taylor Titans. As we know, 7:30 was the estimated start time. It's probably going to be closer to 7:40. We'll mention Clinton Central. Clinton Central going against Central Catholic tonight. That's at Attica High School, 7:30 start time. And Liberty Christian, they're going against Tri-Central tonight. That game started at 6. The game's happening at the Westdale sectional. So both teams back out on the floor. They're taking some lines once again. They're going through some shots right now. Tipton and Taylor can play basketball tonight. First game of the sectional for both of those teams. The winner of this game will play Sheridan on Friday night, 7:30 start time. That's Friday, March the 4th. Sheridan coming off of a Frankton Friday ball game. That was on the 25th. And a pretty good ball game in the works. We'll mention these two teams were slated to play each other in the regular season. That was supposed to happen on the 20th of January. It couldn't happen. Mother Nature said no. They moved the game and they played that game on the 12th of February on Lincoln's birthday. That was a Saturday. Taylor and Tipton, as they went at it, had a pretty good ball game. We'll mention them getting ready for tip-off right now. We'll let you know a little bit about the Tipton Tribune. Tipton Tribune, we're talking about Michelle Gorman. Michelle Gorman, you know she'll be in the house tonight. We'll mention you can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, it's @Michelle_Garman. Again, that's @Michelle2Ls_Garman for updates on area games and matches. We'll let you know, bringing this game to you tonight is Indiana Express moving right there, and Lisa Stokes there, along with Fritz and Associates and Fishers, Blue Devil Boilermaker, Target Sports, and Choo-Choo Cafe. We're going to mention the Choo-Choo Cafe. That's right there in Atlanta. You can stop by there Saturday and Sunday, pick up biscuits and gravy and more. Stop in, see them at the Choo-Choo Cafe on Main Street, right there in Atlanta, Indiana. So they're getting ready to mention the starting lineup. They've already had the national anthem. It's played on an instrument right there from the Tipton Blue Devil Band. Just one gal. I think it was Lisa Wilson. I think that rings the bell. She did the anthem. Sounded beautiful. Solo right there on a flute. Might have been a clarinet, actually. They're getting ready to mention the starting lineup. We're going to start to mention the starting lineups right now. We'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils, the non-starters for this game. Wearing number 2, Maverick Conaway. Number 4, Gavin Hare. Number 5, Clark Rodeball. Number 20, Connor Hassong. Number 23 is Aiden Toll. Now the starting lineups for the Blue Devils. Wearing number 3, a 6'4" freshman, he averages 8.8 points per game, as Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 11, 6 foot sophomore, averaging 17.3 points per game, that's Noah Swan. Wearing number 21, 6'4" senior, averaging 19.2, that's Nate Powell. Wearing number 22, 5'11" sophomore, 7.9 points per ball game, Jackson Money. And wearing number 33, 6'8" senior, he's averaging at 4.3 per game, that's Sam Ridgway. The Blue Devils are coached by Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Now a little bit for the Taylor Titans. We'll talk about their non-starters. Wearing number 11, Christopher Moore. Wearing number 12, Cass Sullivan. Wearing number 23, Terrion Quarles. Wearing number 25, Francisco Macias. Number 31, I take that back, 42, Peyton Blaine. We'll talk about the starting lineup for the Taylor Titans. They'll start like this. Number 3, 5'9" sophomore. He averages 2.9 per game. That's Cody Grove. Wearing number 4, 6'1" junior. He averages 9.7 per game. That's Jay Patterson. Wearing number 5, 6'1" junior, averaging 14 points a game, that's Makai McGee. Wearing number 31, 6'2" senior, averaging 22.8 points per game, that's Bobby Wannell. And number 33, a 6'3" junior, averaging 5.3 per game, that's Masaya Bibley, the head coach for the Taylor Titans. Is Bob Wannell. They're getting ready to jump it up right now. Sam Ridgway in the center circle. He's going to jump it up against Titan. They're going to knuckle it up right there. Micaiah Bebley going to jump it up. Micaiah Bebley, 6'3 junior. Sam Ridgway, a 6'8 senior. They're going to toss it up right here. Here we go. 7:36. Tip goes to the backcourt control by Tipton. Grady Carpenter on the dribble, crossing the timeline. They're working left side and working down the elbow, right side. Nate Powell touches the hands of Sam Ridgway and moving around the perimeter. Driving the lane, Noah Swan. He'll take it back out behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. Left side, 3-point shot on the way. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go for Nolan. Sam Ridgway boards the basketball, tries it just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Couple of shots in the books right now. Tipton Blue Devils playing defense in the front court. Taylor Titans on the dribble. So we're getting left side behind the arc, Cody Grove. Out top now, Jay Patterson. He'll hand off. He'll take off right there to Mikay McGee. So working back around out top of the circle. Working left side looking for an opening. Goes dribble the lane, kick it back out. That was Cody Grove. They move the ball around, 1L with the dribble. Goes baseline, kicks it out, elbow left side. They're moving around the perimeter once again. Kind of resetting the offense. Turnaround jumper outside the paint, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Mikay McGee. To the front court. In a hurry, going baseline, Grady Carpenter dishes off to Jackson Money. Jackson Money in the land of the trees. 2-point bucket from the paint. In the front court. 2-0 contest. Tipton in front. Out top of the basketball, stationary dribble. He'll move it left side now. 31, Bobby Wannell. They're working left side. Sam Ridgway picks him up briefly. They're moving around the perimeter. Touches the hand of Bedley. Driving through the hoop right there. Going to be a foul call. Driving through the hoop right there was number 5, Makai McGee. Foul's going to be whistled on Nolan Swan. He'll pick up the first foul in tonight's ball game. Going to bring it in from a side court right in front of the Blue Devils bench. Going to be brought in right there from McGee. Makai McGee. Out top on the dribble. Stationary dribble. He'll move to the left side once again. Bobby Wannell pick up his dribble. Out top the key. He'll find Jay Patterson. He'll get the ball back to Wannell. They're working back around the perimeter. Just inside the arc. Picked up his dribble. Cody Gray. Moving around the perimeter. Out top. Guarding the basketball. That's Wannell. It's Grady Carpenter. They'll chase off. They'll work it left side. Going to go baseline spin move in the paint. Going to take a shot. Going to get called for a traveling violation. Pretty good move right there. Spin move was good. The travel came after. That was 33. Mycea Beblin. So full court pressure shown right here by Taylor. They're going to release just a little bit at three-quarter court. They'll play from the front court now. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it. Baseline, Jackson Money. Back out top, going to be stolen. Tiffany's hand out there. Jay Patterson slam dunk. Jay Patterson gets the steal. Slam dunk with one contestant right there in the front court. It's 2-2 ball game. We're going to back around. We're going to back in the paint right there. Get it back around. Shot outside the arc. Three-point shot ready to go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound. Looking right there is Nate Powell. They get it back to Nolan Swan. He'll go baseline jumper. Got it. Soft touch. About a 16-footer from the baseline. It's Nolan Swan. 4-2 ball game. Working in the front court on the dribble. 1-0. His stoppy dribble out in the corner. Picked up by Nate Powell. They'll get it back to 1-0. Get a new dribble. He'll bounce it behind the arc. Right side on the dribble now is Makai. They're working back around. That's McGee. They'll go to the corner. Driving baseline in the paint. Lost the handle. Going to pick it back up. Going to get out of the paint right there. And they'll reset the offense with number 5, Makai McGee. They're working through the corner. They'll go baseline. 1-0. They go off trying to get a shot. And he'll get fouled. So 1-0 going to shoot the first free throws in tonight's ballgame. They're going to whistle this foul on 21, Nate Powell. He's got 1-2 on the team. 0 thus far for Taylor. At the free throw line, number 31, Bobby Wannell. He's shooting 90% at the stripe. He gets the first one. He's now shot 144 foul shots on the season. He's made 130. They get one more. It's a 4-3 ball game. Tipton in front. Second shot up and rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Sam Ridgway. He'll dish off point guard Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline, working against him, is Jay Patterson. Outside the arc, Jackson Money on the dribble. Working against him, Makai. That's McGee. Outside once again, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. He'll dribble the paint. He'll take a floater. Rims around. Falls in. About a 7-footer fell in, soft touch. Blue Devils in front, 6-3. 4:12 left here in the first quarter. Out top of the basketball, triple threat available. That's 31, Bobby Wannell. He'll dribble now. Working against him loosely is Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working right there. Plenty of space, no count being administered. He'll bounce it out top of the circle. Number 4, Jay Patterson, get the ball back to Wannell. On the dribble, spin move. Baseline and kick it back out. 33, Bedley. Going to call traveling violation, shuffling his foot. That's number 33, Mycea Bedley. Substitution in the ballgame. Bedley going to take a breather in the ballgame for Taylor. Number 42, Caden Blaine. Caden Blaine, a 6'3" junior. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Blue Devils, no pressure. They'll pick up that top of the circle. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter, the first and last left side, Nolan Swan, now to Jackson Money in the corner, back to Swan. They're working in Sam Ridgway at the free throw line to kick it back out, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble into paint, take a shot, wouldn't go, rebound out of there. Corralled by Cody Groves. Taylor, bring it back in the front court. Groves with the basketball, back out top, 1-0. Being guarded once again Grady Carpenter. Plenty of space there. No count being administered. They're working left side behind the arc. Number 5, Mekhi McGee. It's going to be a foul whistled off the ball. They're going to miss whistle this foul on 3. Grady Carpenter in the front court. He'll pick up number 1. That's team foul number 3. Taylor gets to commit a foul here in the ballgame. Working on the left side, 1-0. He'll go off the glass. Might have got away as a step, but these referees are veterans. They know what they're doing. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. 6-5 contest, Tipton by 1. At the baseline, turnaround jumper would go for Nate Powell. 2:49 left here in the first quarter. Drive to the lane. Shot's going to go in. They're going to call basket made. It went in anyway. Sam Ridgway went up to block the shot. He got a piece of that rim. We'll hope his hand is okay. So the ball goes in anyway, so no big deal. They call goaltending, but the ball went in after the carom off the glass. 7-6 ball game. Taylor in front. To the front court on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. They'll dribble once. They'll work it down low. Nate Powell picks it up. Outside the arc, in the ball game now, Aiden Toll, where's number 23? Outside the arc, they're working in. Grady Carpenter, back to Toll. Toll, a 6'1 senior. They're working out outside the arc. Shot when he goes. Noah Swan, a little bit of a fadeaway, wouldn't fall. Rebound out of there, controlled by Taylor. In the front court now on the dribble. Working to right side is number 31, Bobby Bunnell. He'll take it back behind the arc. They'll move it around the perimeter. In the hands now of Mekhi McGee. Back outside, Bobby Bunnell. Set up the offensive goal left side once again to McGee. Right elbow extended. He'll dribble into paint now. They take a floater, rims around, falls in. That's number 5, Mekhi McGee for 2. It's a 9-6 contest. Taylor in front. They're working through the corner. Aiden Cole. He'll bring it back around. Hand off right out top to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to drive the lane. Drive the baseline. He goes up for the shot. Going to get fouled. He'll shoot 2. They're going to put him at the stripe. First shot tonight of a Blue Devil shooting. Foul's going to be whistled on number 3, Cody Groves. Take that back. It's going to be on number 5, Mekhi McGee. He got 1. First shot good, Grady Carpenter. They'll get 1 more. Grady Carpenter shooting well at the stripe. He's climbing with that average. He's above 60%. Freshman athlete, only freshman on the Blue Devils team. Rims around and falls in. So it's a 9-8 contest. 1:27 left here in the first quarter. Going to dribble across the timeline. Looking to get across. Going to be stolen by Grady. Put some pressure on. Wanell tries to go cross-court pass to McGee, and Grady Carpenter deflects it, goes off the glass, uncontested. They go down low. Clock shot. Jackson Money. They're called a foul. They're going to call this foul with an official outside the arc. There was a gentleman inside the arc. He might have been shielded by the backboard. They call a foul. Foul's whistle on 22 Jackson Money. It's a 10-9 contest. Taylor by 1. First shot up. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Back in the ballgame. He gets the foul stripe now. 33. Mycea Bebley. He'll get 1 more. Mycea shooting 62% at the stripe. He gets the back end of a 2-shot foul. 10-10 contest. I think I misspoke earlier. 10-10 contest. Gotta remember, Tipton, the busiest team on the scoreboard. Going to be a block shot. Jackson Money went in. Chris, the block shot to McGee. Back the other direction. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Patterson. 55.6 seconds left. Going to be brought in. Going 84 feet. They're going to show pressure. Full court pressure shown. 3 Taylor Titans in the backcourt guarding the inbound. Grady Carpenter going to be picked up full court by number 4, Jay Patterson. He gets across the timeline on the dribble, goes behind the back, goes to the corner with it. Nolan Swan brings it back around the perimeter. Aiden Cole works it right side back to Grady. Grady goes dribble in. They go into paint. They'll float one up. They'll pick up. He'll draw the foul. They're going to save it before the shot. They're going to bring it in from out of bounds. Foul's going to be whistled on Taylor. They're going to whistle this foul on number 4, Jay Patterson. He's got one. Team foul number two. So four for the Blue Devils, two for the Titans here in the first quarter. Getting ready to roll down out of here in the first quarter. 35 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. Out top, Aiden Toll. Left side, Nolan Swan. Aiden Toll out top, going to be stolen. Going back the other direction. Titans will go off the glass. They'll get the bucket. Credit the steal to Makai McGee. He goes off the glass. Left side layup. Gets the pick. Draws a foul. He'll get one more. 12-10 ball game. Taylor in front. A foul whistled on Aiden Toll. He's got one. Team foul number five. One shot to strike for number five, Makai McGee. He's shooting 77%. 61 for 79. Short off the mark. Wouldn't get that one. They're going to call a foul during the rebound right here. They're going to whistle a foul. Must be for the blockout. We'll see. Actually, it's going to be a lane violation, I do believe. We're going to have a sub check in the ballgame. We're going to see Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway in the ballgame, taking a breather, Aiden Toll. Ridgway down on the block, left side across from him is Nate Powell. Also on the lane right there is Brady Carpenter and Jackson Money. Also on the lane, Patterson. Shot goes in. Three-point play good. Makai McGee, second effort. 13-10. Taylor in front. 16 seconds left here in the first quarter. Nolan Swan passing back and forth deep in the front court with Brady Carpenter. They're working in Nate Powell through the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Short off the mark. That was Brady Carpenter. Rebound. They go to front court. Going to be a traveling violation. A bit of a hop step there. A little bit like Reggie Miller. You know the NBA that can do that. Got to talk about Reggie Miller. He was right there in the All-Star game on TNT. Did you see him? He was doing the broadcast. He's a great guy. You know he is. Going to pass it to the front court. Long shot to buzzer. Rimmed out for Nate Powell. That was his first three-point shot of the whole season. It rimmed out, but it was about from 35 feet. So we'll go to the first quarter break at the end of one. Taylor 13, Tipton 10. And then we'll thank the Blue Devil Boilermaker for making this broadcast possible. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football and basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Tipton Blue Devils. Getting ready to second buzzer sounds. Getting ready to inbound the basketball. Second quarter. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Taylor. Going to inbound right here. In the ballgame for Taylor is number 11, Christopher Moore, 5'10 sophomore. In the front court with the basketball. Going to dribble right side around the arc. Makai McGee, he'll bring it back. Dish it off to Bobby Wanell, the only senior on the Taylor Titans ball team. Out behind the arc on the dribble. Elbow left side, shot up and good. Jump shot, number 5, Makai McGee. 15-10 contest, Taylor by 5. 7:30 left. Second quarter, ball's in the hands of Jackson Money. He'll work it down low baseline, Nate Powell. He'll dribble in, or visit back to Grady Carpenter. Take a shot in the paint, wouldn't go, rebound, Nate Powell. He'll get the putback. Nate Powell boards the basketball, puts it back in, gets the bucket, and gets fouled. He'll shoot one more. That foul's whistled. Foul's going to be whistled right here on the Titans. Number 33, Micaiah Bibley, who picks up number 1. Nate Powell is the stripe, going to shoot one. Look for the three-point play. Nate Powell been to the stripe 105 times on the season. Here's 106. Shot up, runs around, falls in. Friendly roll like that ball had a magnet in it. It fell for one. He got a three-point play. 15-13. 7-12 here in the second quarter. Trap in the front court. Going to be a timeout. Going to have to call a timeout here. Bob Wannell dish out. Actually bail out his player. Going to call a timeout. It's going to be a 60. I do believe he was pointing with his arms out. And then we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. She has enthusiasm, experience, and she is knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, 621 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. If you didn't know, Lisa Stokes Bear, Pork Festival, she does a lot of the items behind the scenes. She helps keep it going along with a whole slew of other people, for sure. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Playing a little Jump right here, Van Halen. Might as well Jump, 1984. Sounding pretty good. Got that volume cranked up. Cut it down right there. Ball's brought in by Taylor. See the backcourt strike he brought in by Jay Patterson. On the dribble, Bobby 1L. Taylor Sighton waiting at the scores bench. Going to check in. Next dead ball. Going to bounce inside to the corner. Right there to Jay Patterson. He'll bring it back out. Number 5, Makai McGee. They'll go free throw line about 16 foot away and dish it off. Ball in the hands out top now. Christopher Moore. He'll get it back to Bunnell. Bunnell working against Grady Carpenter. Picked up the screen. Uses it. Goes baseline. Gets a shot. Lays it in. Didn't need the backboard. Bobby Bunnell for 2. 17-13. 6.5 minutes left. Titans in front by 4. They're working it right there. Ball's in the front court. Jackson Money. Behind the arc, left side, Noah Swan picking up the dribble after one dribble. Back to Grady Carpenter. They're working left side near the baseline. He'll dribble in. Get it back to Sam Ridgway, and they'll work it back around the perimeter out top. Out top to Noah Swan. He'll work it right side, Jackson Money. Jackson Money picked up there by Christopher Moore. On the dribble, right side, Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down low against Nate Powell. Nate Powell going to draw the foul. Couldn't get the shot to go this time. And he'll shoot 2 at the stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on 33. Mycea Bibley, who picked up number 2 in the ballgame. Team foul number 4. Blue Devils with 5 thus far. 2 waiting to check in after this shot. We think so. We'll see. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Steps back in the ballgame. We're going to see number 3 again. That's Cody Groves. Also back in the ballgame. We're going to see first time 42, Caden Blaine. Caden Blaine, a 6'3" junior. Nate Powell back to the stripe. Second shot on the way. Got that one. Got the back end of a 2-shot foul. It's 17-14. Taylor by 3. 5:53 on the game clock. Pressure in the backcourt. They'll pass it to get break the press. They'll work a right side. Cody Groves. Nearly a double team there. He passes out of it with a jump pass. Gets it down low off the glass. Baseline drive. Power layup for number 5, Makai McGee. Bring the ball across the timeline this time. Jackson Money. They'll work a right side in front of the Titan bench. They'll work it down low off the glass. Shot good. Nate Powell, credit a good entry from Nolan Swan. 19-16. 5:18 left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Game 2 here tonight. Sectional 39. Working it behind the arc. We're working out top now with the basketball. Jay Patterson dish off to Bobby Bunnell. Won the shot there, but he gets closed up. That was Nate Powell. Out top, working the dribble right now. Should say left side. Crossover going off the glass. The crossover freed him up. That's number 5, Makai McGee, 21-16, a 5-point advantage for Taylor. 4:45 left here in the second quarter. Nolan Swan gets it to the corner. Grady Carpenter going to get it back working inside to Nate Powell. Foul's going to be called. Looks like they may have difficulty guarding Nate Powell. That's the early thought pattern. But I'm going to bring the ball in. The foul's going to be whistled on 42, Caden Blaine. He gets number one in the ballgame. Both teams with five fouls here in the first half. Working it around the perimeter, Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter works it on right side. He'll backpedal. He'll bring the ball back out. That's Nolan Swan to the corner, Jackson Money. Defense converges. That's Jay Patterson. The weaver around the perimeter working into Sam Ridgway. Down low, Nate Powell. Inside out, play Jackson Money. Rim falls off, rimmed out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter with the board. It goes off the glass. Gets outside the paint. 21-18. 4:07 left. Second quarter on the dribble in the front court for Taylor. Bobby Wannell. He'll dish it back out top with the basketball. That's Makai McGee. Stationary dribble works it left side. Back to Wannell. Back to McGee. Out top. Loosely guarding him is Nolan Swan. Got a sub waiting to check in for Taylor. Next dead ball. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. When he goes in, draw iron. But the rebound basket is good. Credit the bucket to Jay Patterson. 23-18. 3:33 left. Second quarter, ball's in the front court, Tipton. Baseline drive, going to bring it back out. That's Nolan Swan. He'll underhand a scoop shot. A scoop, I should say. Get it down to Jackson Money. Shot off the mark from in the paint, wouldn't go. Back the other direction, going to be a double dribble. No, they're going to call double dribble. Yes, they are. They're going to help him back up. He hits the chairs. The chair's not there all the time. This is the sectional. They need extra seats in the lower level right here. He's okay. Number four, couldn't quite get it, Jay Patterson. He might have been wanting to go up and slam it for the second time in the first half. He laid a good slam in a while ago. We'll miss him. There is timeout on the floor. 23-18. 3:18 left. They're going 60-second timeout. We thank you for listening. We thank one of our sponsors is FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 842-2228. They have great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is FritzandFishers.com. I should say Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. 46038. The second location is Frick in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right along State Road 32 between Noblesville and Fishers. I take that back between Noblesville and Westfield. There we go. They're both 4A basketball teams. We'll mention that's Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory at FrickinFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. They're going to inbound the basketball right in the bucket. Blue Devils, they're going 84 feet with it. They bring it in to Grady Carpenter. Tall pass going to be picked off, going to be stolen right there. They'll go outside the arc, 1L. Couldn't get the three. Credit the loose ball steal to number five, Makai McGee. Ball's out of bounds once again. Tipton going to have a second opportunity to take it to the front court. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan to pick it back to Grady Carpenter. Pass it back to Nolan. They'll pass it back and forth, break the press. Grady Carpenter breaks the press, works it to the corner, left corner baseline. Aiden Toll, long three-point shot. Nolan Swan, when he goes, rebound. Jackson Money. They'll work it in the paint. Floater rims around, falls in for Grady Carpenter. The 23-20 contest, 2:45 on the game clock. Walking across the timeline, Bobby Wannell. He'll bounce it left side. They'll dish it out top. Taking the point is Cody Graves. He wears number three. Being picked up right here by Jackson Money. Well worked over as they work their zone. Floater off the glass. Rims off the glass and falls in. Credit the bucket for Taylor. Makai McGee. 25-20. 2:20 left here in the second quarter. On the dribble out top, he'll bring it out back. He'll work it left side. Grady Carpenter. Near the corner, Jackson Money behind the arc. He'll dish in. He'll dish it down low. He'll take a shot. He'll try to reverse layup. That was Nate Powell. Nate Powell got dumped. He'll go to the stripe once again. You'll shoot two this time. We got a waiting to check in. One from each team going to check in after this first shot by Nate Powell. They're going to whistle a foul on 33. Mysaea Bebley picks up number three here in the first half. First shot, Nate Powell. Shot good. He'll get one more. The subs are going to check in. We're going to see Maverick Conaway for Tipton. He's going to give a breather to 22, Jackson Money. Back in the ballgame for Taylor, 42, Caden Blaine. Nate Powell going to get one more. 2:08 left, 25-21. 25-21 still. He got the front end, couldn't get the back end. To the front court, Taylor Titans. On the dribble, out top, 31, Bobby Bunnell. They're working left side to get the ball back in a hurry. They go right side with it, Makai McGee. They'll work it down in the paint. Going to dribble in. Going to be an offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charge, Nate Powell. You know, it's a player control foul. That's foul number six. They're bringing the ball in. We'll mention that foul's whistled on number four, Jay Patterson. He picked up his second in the contest. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Nolan Swan. They're getting into Grady, back to Nolan. They're bringing across the timeline, working against him. Three-quarter court is Cody Graves. He wears number three. And now back out top with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. They're working to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble across the lane, elbow right side, dish it back out to Aiden Cole. Outside the arc, three-point shot, rims off when he go for Nolan. Back the other direction, credit the rebound, Makai McGee. He'll dribble in the paint, he'll take a floater. He got it. Soft touch off the rim, fell on in. This rim is a little bit forgiving. 27-21 in the paint, jump shot good, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter for two is 27-23, 1:10 left here in the second quarter. So they're going to work it around the perimeter out top with the basketball stationary. He's got the dribble. Triple threat. He'll bounce it left side. That's 1L. Bobby 1L now right side to McGee. He'll work it down low. Trying to get the ball loose. Ball's loose. He's going to step on the baseline, touch the basketball at the same time. I believe the ball's going to be out of bounds. Tipton's going to get it. No, they might, yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. Ball was out of bed. The ball was still in play, but a drop step. Taylor Titan stepped on the baseline. He was, is unbeknownst to him. It was pretty much right in front of this vantage point. We're thankful to be at this vantage point. It's good. So we're going to inbound the basketball. Maverick Conaway gets the inbound. Get it back to Nolan. Now back to Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble across the timeline at a walk pace. 42 seconds left in the front court, Tipton Blue Devils, 27-23, Tipton trailing by four. They'll work it back around, Nolan Swan outside the arc, he'll move to the left side to Maverick Conaway, he'll dribble once, back out top, straight away, Nolan Swan, right side now in front of the Taylor Titan bench, Aiden Cole, back out top to Nolan, now back to Aiden Cole. No one with the basketball has a triple threat available. He'll work it in that to the elbow. They'll work it down low. Two-point bucket, good. Nate Powell, a good entry pass right there to perfection. That play worked well. Grady Carpenter with the assist. 6:03 left. Ball's going to be in the front court when we come back. Going to be a 60-second timeout. 6:03 left. 27-25. I tell you what, we're going to talk with a gentleman right here, Mr. Stoker. I tell you what, Coach Stoker, are you ready to go here that time?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
I know you are. You're ready for everything.
Well, I don't know about that.
So it's we're talking about this right now. We're going to talk to Coach Greg Stoker at halftime. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that's 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals, hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske says a lot. And then they're ready for inbounds right here. They let them see some Ozzy Osbourne. Down pretty good. They're going to bring the ball in. Titans will in front of the scores bench. Just barely in the front court. The inbound going to be triggered right there by Makai McGee. Guarding the backcourt toss right there is Maverick Conaway. They're going to bounce it to the front court. They're going to get it in to number 4, Jay Patterson. Going to be an offensive foul whistle. Noah Swan going to take the brunt of that offensive foul, but they're going to go back the other way. Tipton's going to have 4.1 seconds left. They'll have to bring it 84 feet. Foul's whistle on number 4, Jay Patterson. 27-25. 4.1 left. They can get to the front court in a hurry with the pass. You can dribble to the front court from here on 3 seconds. Get it into Grady Carpenter. Half court. They get in. They shoot out top of the circle. Rims off. Wouldn't go. We'll go to halftime. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. At halftime, Taylor up 27. Tipton 25. And what a ball game you knew it would be. Going to halftime right now. We're going to talk to a football coach for Tipton. He's more than just that. We're going to unplug this right now. And then one moment, we'll be right back. So we're at halftime. Hey, we're going to talk right now with Mr. Brett Stoker. I tell you what, Coach, I got a lot of information right here. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm a little worried, actually.
Don't be worried. I tell you what, right now we're going to talk about Tipton. Coach Brett Stoker, you're the defensive coordinator for Coach Stoker.
Yes, I'm giving up the defensive coordinator job to Josh Frawley, but I'm still getting my 2 cents in for sure.
Okay, I'm learning. Thank you. And I said, while you've been with Coach Cole, you're getting ready to start your 18th year with Coach Cole and the football team.
Yeah, that's true. I'm getting ready to start my 40th football season.
Don't jump ahead of me. Hey, I'm going to say what you want.
Okay. Yes, 18th with Coach Cole. That's correct.
I'm not going to do that again, I promise you. All right, we're going. So we've got to mention, we'll go back up here. Hoosier Conference, you got to feel pretty proud of the 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. The Blue Devils this past season had the lowest scoring total average of any other team.
Yeah, we had a great defense. We had a great season, actually. You know, there were a lot of question marks coming in. Kids stepped up. Kids grew up. I think we really, coaches did a really good job of getting kids ready, and they bought in. And so, the defense was awesome this year. Really proud of those kids.
You feel pretty comfortable talking about others. I'm the same way. Talking about yourself is difficult. But I'm going to mention Cody Smith. Cody Smith is pretty much responsible for this year's notes right here. And he let me know that you were 2 or 3 years head football coach at Triton.
Yeah, I was 4 years at Triton, right out of college, 22 years old. They had lost 23 games in a row, so nobody applied for the job, and I kind of fell into it. I didn't know anything. And those were 4 long years, I tell you. I was ready to do something else.
Hey, well, you probably got a good start to what you're doing now doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot of what I learned a lot about what I didn't know. Small school, small program, everybody's struggling. So, I would say we made some progress over 4 years, but it was an uphill struggle. And I was so grateful to get the gig here working with Mike Toll, which has been awesome ever since. So,
okay, I'm going to bring up the fact that if you are a North Putnam grad, that's the Cougars. And I'm Cody Coleman, if he was 79 or 8.
1979, yep.
That feels good. And I'm going to ask you, where did you grow up?
Well, we kind of grew up all over. My dad worked for a company that did construction in different areas, which was actually based in Tipton. So we lived in Tipton for 5 years when I was little, and then moved to Rochdale, Indiana, and I lived there through high school and college.
That sounds good. I said, what? When did athletics become special to Brett Stoker?
Oh, they've always been. There was always a game in my backyard when I was a kid. The basketball court was, 2 blocks away from my house in Rochdale. My mom used to say that It would be 11 o'clock at night, and she'd be ready to go to bed in the summer, and she could walk out to the alley and see that I was down there playing basketball and know everything was good. So, then I was a three-sport athlete in high school, and then I've been, coaching for, almost 40 years. So they've always been important to me.
Folks here know that you live in Tipton now. Can you talk about how you ended up migrating, I'll say migrate, to Blue Devil Country?
Well, after 4 years at Triton, I was ready to do something different and put out some applications at, a half dozen schools or so. And one Saturday morning, Mike Toll called me, and we talked for 45 minutes or so. He told me about every kid in the program. We actually got to meet later that winter at a football clinic at Notre Dame. I went through interviews here and, lucky to get the job and been there ever since.
Yeah. That sounds real good. I tell you what, you're an English teacher, and you're a husband, you're a dad, your wife is Cameron, you got two sons, Riley and Luke. You got everything going well.
All of that, yes. Plus, I have a one-month-old granddaughter, Ella, who was born about a month ago. She is, she's perfect. Yeah.
That is very special. That's Riley's daughter.
Correct. Yeah.
Sounds good. We're going to talk about Luke here in just a moment. We're going to talk about how many anniversaries does Brett and Karen, how many of you celebrated?
We have celebrated 36.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I'm glad you remembered. Because that'd be a bummer. But along with teaching English at Tipton High School, got to miss youth coach football. We know that. But in 1990, that was a special year. You captured state title with girls softball.
That's right. 1990, it was a great team. It was my second year as a softball coach. And, I don't think any of us knew how good we really were. And the group of kids, they were gritty, loved to compete, played as a team. We were talented, and it was awesome. That was just a great year.
That would be. I got to mention, your softball team, I was told by Coach Bagley. He told me that there's a picture in the hallway. I went there, saw all the girls. I looked at the coaches. I saw you. You are very photogenic, sir.
Oh, well, yeah. That happened already 37 years ago, maybe, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of time has passed since then.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we'll get here to item K. So you have been a proud grandpa. You already spoke of that. You had to be on cloud nine. It sounds like you were and are still. But what is the feeling of being a grandpa?
It's really special. I don't really know how to describe it, but we went over and saw her last night. Saw all of them, but mostly saw Ella. And, people tell you, how you'll react when you have your first child or how you'll react when you have a grandchild. And it makes sense to you, but it's not real until it happens. And she is really something else.
They tell me you can ask the child to go home with the parents.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Luke Stoker. Luke Stoker, he's athletic as can be. He kind of reminds me of what Dad was and maybe still be. But I'm going to talk about DePaul University. He went to school there, and he's learning, but he's also playing football. Talk about that.
Yeah, Luke's a junior at DePaul. He's majoring in kinesiology. He wants to go in the athletic training, physical training direction when he gets out of school. He's a wideout on the football team, and, go Tigers. What else can I say?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to talk about Riley Stoker. When you subbed in, I'll say subbed in, you weren't going to be a long-term baseball coach, but they needed a coach. You stepped up. You were in the dugout. That's where I met you for the very first time, if you remember. You do. But Riley was on your team, was he not?
Yes. I coached Riley in baseball and Luke in football, so... that experience, which is, it's awesome, but it's also really hard, I think, on both sides. But we all survived it. Yeah, Riley's a good baseball player. And I think he was a better baseball player than I was a baseball coach.
I don't know about that. I was pretty pleased with who I was talking to.
Well, I appreciate that.
I tell you what, we're going to bow out of here. We got second half coming up. I thank you very much for making yourself available.
Hey, no problem. Go Blue Devils.
Thank you, sir. That's Coach Brent Stoker. Say what? You learned about a lot about him right there, and I did too. Sounds pretty good. And I'm working right there. My wife says it's coming through loud and clear. We're going to plug this back in. We'll be back in one moment, please. There's the first buzzer. We'll see if my wife can give a sound check after being plugged in. So we're having a one-minute timeout on the floor right now. We didn't get to mention this earlier, but we're talking about the girls' basketball championship at Gainbridge. That happened last Saturday in 1A. It was Tecumseh, Lady Braves, 60, Lafayette Central Catholic, Lady Knights, 53. Class 2A, it was Forest Park Lady Rangers, 52, Frankton Lady Eagles, 44. In Class 3A, I'm going to mention South Bend, Washington Lady Panthers. They've been number one basically the whole season long. They're tough. I'm going to mention this score. I thought about going decisively, but I'm going to mention the score. South Bend, Washington Lady Panthers defeated Silver Creek Lady Dragons, 93-35. And in Class 4A, it was the Noblesville Lady Millers defeating Franklin Lady Grizzly Cubs, 76-52. That was girls' basketball last Saturday, and it's over now. They're going with the boys now. They stagger it. Starting a sectional tonight. This is the first-round game right here. Tipton and Taylor. Going to inbound the basketball. Belongs to Tipton on the alternate possession arrow. Across the timeline, they'll bounce it to the left side behind the arc. Jackson Money will work it in to Nate Powell. They'll keep it alive. They'll work it back out to Jackson. Now straight out top to Noah Swan. Swan's being guarded there by Cody Groves. They go baseline drive. It keeps to the corner. Jackson Money, a floater. Rims around, falls in. Floater from about 10 feet for Jackson Money. Two-point bucket. We're tied at 27. 7:32 on the game clock. Stationary dribble out top. Number 5, Makai McGee. They're working left side behind the arc to Groves. They have the dribble, but he'll pass off to Bobby Bunnell. They're working right side behind the arc again. That's Makai McGee. They're working around the perimeter. Out top, three-point shot from Groves. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Taylor. Back to Groves. Credit that board near the corner. Nearly went out of bounds. Makai McGee. Found the handle on it. They'll go out top. Groves, another three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. Blue Devils going with their original starters. They're working left side elbow. They give it back to Jackson Money. He'll pop a shot. Free throw line, got it. Michael Jordan type of shot. Two-point shot good for Jackson Money. 29-27, Blue Devils by two. In the front court on the dribble, they'll bring it back out top with Bobby Bunnell. He'll work it right side in front of the Taylor Titan bench. Makai McGee touches the hands briefly. Mysaiah Bebley, they'll work it through the corner. Pick up his dribble. Makai McGee, they'll go elbow left side back out to Bunnell. Behind the arc, he'll move the basketball. He'll go to the corner with it. Cody Groves, he'll dribble it back out. Out top of the basketball, elbow left side. They're moving the basketball, trying to find that opening. Blue Devils moving their zone. Going baseline with the basketball, Bunnell. They'll kick it back outside. He'll go up from the drive right there. Shot wouldn't go from Makai McGee back the other direction. Blue Devils. Behind the arc, he'll dribble baseline now. Jackson Money, he'll bring it back out. Reset the offense. Working against him is Jay Patterson. He'll dish it back in the corner, deep in the corner, Brady Carpenter. He'll dribble it out top of the circle. He'll get it back to Nolan Swan. Swan crossover, spin, moving the paint. He'll drop it down low. Two-point bucket, good. Nate Powell created a good pass. Nolan Swan. Blue Devils, 31-27. Free throw line jumper, good for Taylor. That's number 4, Jay Patterson. 31-29, Blue Devils by two. 5:22 left here in the third quarter. They're working across the timeline. They're working left side. Nolan Swan back to Jackson. Adjacent pass. They get it to Grady Carpenter. Back to Jackson. Out top. To Grady Carpenter. Back to Jackson. He'll dribble a couple dribbles in. They're working left side. Now behind the arc. Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it down to Grady Carpenter. Back to Grady from Jackson. He'll take a three. Grady Carpenter gets the bucket.
3-point land, right elbow extended. 34-29, 4:52 left here in the third quarter. Taylor Titans on the offensive end on the dribble right now. Makai McGee. He'll work a right side to Groves. To the corner, Bobby Bunnell. Back to McGee. He'll dribble. Stop the elbow left side. He'll dig it to the corner. Groves. Ball tipped away, stolen by the Blue Devils. Jackson Money across the timeline. He'll dish it immediately right side to Noah Swan. Go to the corner. 3-point shot good. Once again, that's Brady Carpenter from the other side of the floor. There'll be a timeout. There'll be a 60-second timeout called by Taylor. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons. Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade, gunsmithing, and repairs are welcome here. You can visit him on Facebook at Larson and Sons, that's A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Ask about that gun range. It's a safe place to shoot your guns. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports in Sheridan. Second buzzer sounds. Going to bring ball inbound on from the backcourt. Taylor Titans ran it 84 feet. Groves tosses it in. Number 5, Makai McGee. Out top, stationary dribble. He'll pass it behind the arc left side to Groves. They'll move it right and now left and now right to the hands of Cody Groves. I should mention number 11 in the ballgame. That's Christopher Moore. Going to be tipped away. And then a steal. Been killed to the backcourt. Hits the scores bench right there. That's Nolan Swan. Pretty good effort. They're going to call a traveling violation in the front court on Taylor. Everybody's okay. The official checked with the scores bench right there. And I see them nod their head. Yep, we're okay. 37-29. 3:57 left here in the third quarter. Brought in from the backcourt. Jackson Money on the dribble. They're working across the timeline with a pass to Grady Carpenter from Nolan. They're working in the paint. Floater, good for Grady Carpenter in the paint. 2-point bucket. 39-29, 15-10 on the dribble, left elbow. Jump shot, fadeaway, wouldn't go for Bunnell. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. They're across the timeline. They're working left side, dish it off Jackson Money. Out top, Nolan Swan. Well out top. He's being picked up right there by Moore. They'll go down to get to Sam Ridgway. He'll dish it off to Nate Powell. In the paint, 2-point bucket. Nate Powell, 41-29, 3:12 left here in the third. In the front court, out top now, number 5, Makai McGee. He's going to throw the ball away, looking to find Bunnell. Unforced turnover right there. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Jackson Money going to bring the ball in, slightly in the backcourt. And they have pressure. Christopher Moore checking out of the ball game. They talk to the backcourt, Grady Carpenter. He'll pass it across the timeline and get to Jackson Money in front of the Blue Devil bench. Finn move. He'll keep the possession. That's Jackson Money out top. Defense is good. That's Patterson and McGee. Pretty good defense right there. Disallowing the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be brought in by Tipton. Guarding the inbound is number 3, Cody Groves. Noah Swan gets it into Grady Carpenter. Go outside the arc of the pass. Jackson Money goes backpedal dribble to give it back to Nolan Swan. Swan being guarded right there by Cody Groves. They're looking at the left side of the lane. Turnaround jumper on the way short. Off the rim rebound. Secured by Nate Powell. He'll dish it off to Grady Carpenter. Another floater in the lane. About a 10-footer. Wouldn't go. But he got fouled. He'll shoot twice at the stripe. 41-29. 2.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. That's first foul in the third quarter. First shot good by Carpenter. That foul was whistled on number 5, Mekhi McGee. He's got 2 in the ball game. Grady Carpenter going to get one more. Carpenter, as mentioned, above that 60 percentile, he's got both of them. 43-29, Blue Devils by 14. 2:24 in the game clock. Ball's in the front court. Taylor Titans. Bonnell works it left side to the hands of Mekhi McGee. They'll work it down low to Patterson. Back out to McGee. They're working around the perimeter. Works it right side. Cody Droves. Back to McGee. Now back to Cody. To Bonnell. Back to Cody. He's trying to find that loose opening right there. Going to dribble in a little bit. Does McGee. Kicks it back out. 3-point shot. Good. Left elbow extended. That's Cody Droves for 3. 43-32. We're going to see the front court, Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the dribble, cross-court skip pass. Other corner, they'll work at this Nolan Swan after Grady Carpenter. He'll bring it back in. Carpenter gets the ball back from Jackson Money. Back behind the arc, they'll work it back around. The corner of the skipping bench right there. Nolan Swan, he'll go to the corner with it to Grady Carpenter. He'll pop a 3 from the corner. It's good. Grady Carpenter not even needing that rim. So 45-32, Blue Devils in front, 1:20 left here in the third quarter. Outside the arc with the basketball, Groves, chest pass and be tipped away and stolen by Tipton. Grady Carpenter, we go outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims off long, wouldn't go for Nolan. Rebound Sam Ridgway, back to Nolan, to the corner, Grady Carpenter. Rims off, wouldn't go, rebound Jackson Money. Going to be a third opportunity, now it's going to be stolen. Chance pass stolen the other direction. Credit for steal and the bucket. Mekhi McGee. 45-34. We're going to see the front court. Take that back. 46-34. Ball's in the front court. 40 seconds left. Tipton possession. 46-34. 12-point advantage for Tipton. 32 seconds left. Blue Devils working it in the front court. Looking for that first. Looking for that opportunity, next opportunity. I've mentioned Nate Powell working hard down low against Caden Blaine, or vice versa. So they'll work it back the other direction. They're working into Nate Powell, ball's loose. Going to be a foul call. Accidental trip right there. Ball's on the floor. Nate went after it. Going to take the legs right there. They're going to go back the other direction. It's going to belong to Taylor, 12.8 left. Nate Powell going to pick up the personal. He's got 2 in the ballgame. Team foul number 1, so does Taylor. 1 foul each here in the third quarter. Taking a breather right there for Taylor. It's 42, Caden Blaine, 6'3 junior. Going to roll the ball in. They're picking up three-quarter court. That's Cody Groves. 10 seconds left. In the front court, works around the Moore. Back to McGee. Outside the arc, going to dribble in. Going to take a 2. 2-point bucket. Put on the line for 1-0. He gets the bucket. He gets 2. 46-36 after 3 quarters of play. 8 minutes back on the game clock. 60-second timeout. And also bringing this contest to you is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street. Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, don't forget, Titus Bakery and Deli. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. And we'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Join them for breakfast and or lunch. Visit them online at TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli, along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. They're going to inbound the basketball. Ball's in possession. Taylor, the toss is slightly to the backcourt, picked up by Mikey McGee. 7:55, we've begun the fourth quarter. 46-36, tipped in by Tim. Out top of the backcourt, he'll give it back to Patterson. Now back to 1L. Outside the arc, McGee. McGee on the dribble, back out top, he'll work it to 1L. He'll work it immediately left side to Groves. Back to 1L, now back to McGee in front of the Titans bench. They're working out there through the legs on the dribble. 31, Bobby 1L, I should say. Back to 1L, moving the basketball, looking for that entry. To the corner, Groves. Trying to wear out the Blue Devils. Going to be a jump shot at the free throw line, wouldn't go. Going to be a block shot by Sam Ridgway. Shot taken by McGee. They'll go to the corner baseline. Sam Ridgway going to hand off to Jackson Money. He's going to jump pass out of there. Tipped away. Ball's loose. Ball's still loose. They're going for it. Nate Powell going to come up with the basketball. He has possession. Coach Mr. Cliff Hawkins calls timeout with Nate Powell having possession. They'll call a 30-second timeout. 6:59 left. We played just over a minute. 46-36. We're in the fourth quarter. We thank you for listening. And we'll mention a little bit about what's happening. We've got a mission. This game is supported heavily, and we're thankful. This game is, they're honored to support Indiana's game at all levels. That's the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever, proud partners of the IHSAA. 399 teams were drawn. They had the 112th drawing for the brackets. That happened last weekend. And then as you saw this, I should say, that happened recently. And Bob Level and Greg Rakestraw presented the pairings right there. Everybody was watching on Sunday that day from 5 to 7. That was good. They put those ping pong balls in the hopper for each class. They pull them out one at a time. They pull them out for a pair of two. The first one they pulled out, the visiting team. The second one pulled out, the home team. And that's how they did it throughout the 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A classes. We saw the results with Bob Level and Greg Rakestraw. Ball's in the front court. Gibson Blue Devils bring it in. On the dribble, Jackson Money. Crossover. Crossover, he'll work it back to the lane. They're going to call a blocking foul. Blocking foul out near the top of the circle. Jackson Money, that crossover, freed him up, got him some space. He got in front of his defender. Foul's going to be whistled on number 4, Jay Patterson. He picks up number 4 in the ball game. Two fouls thus far, second half on Taylor. One thus far on Tipton. And we're getting to front court. We're going to the corner, Grady Carpenter. On the dribble, pass it out, free throw lane. We're going right there to Sam Ridgway, back to Nolan Swan. Outside to R. Jackson, I should say, Grady Carpenter, now back to Nolan. Spin move, he'll turn around, lost the handle. It's going to go out of bounds. A rare occurrence right there off the hand of Nolan Swan, goes out of bounds. Going to give it back to Taylor. Going to bring it in from the side court, just left of the Blue Devil bench. Crossing the timeline on the dribble is Bobby 1L. So we're right side of McGee, going to bounce pass, got stolen right there by Nate Powell. Stepped in front of the passing lane. To the front court now, Blue Devils, Grady Carpenter. He'll work it back to Nolan Swan. He'll bring it back out top, well behind the arc. Picked up there closely by Cody Grace. He'll dig it back right side, Grady Carpenter, Nolan. Down the baseline, he'll get it into Nate Powell. He'll work his way in. He'll dig it back out. No advantage there. Good defense by Micaiah Bebley. Just outside the paint, shot taken. Shot good. Nolan Swan, two-point land. Gives it to Tipton. Blue Devils, a 12-point advantage at 48-36. 5:30 left. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. Back the other direction, Grady Carpenter. He'll work at the left side. Picked up there by Bunnell. Bunnell going to get a bump foul. Bunnell trying to guard Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, a freshman. Bobby Bunnell, a senior. As I've said this before, Grady Carpenter plays pretty much like a junior, although he is not. They're going to bring the ball in right the Blue Devil crowd right there. Should say the bench area. Brought in by Nolan. He gets it into Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan. Nolan on the dribble. Elbow right side. He'll bring it back out top. We set the offense. Working against him once again is Cody Graves. No one can drive the paint. He'll stop and pop a shot. About a 12-footer. Noah Swan for two. 50-36, 5:15 left. Ball's in the front court, lost the dribble, picked back up. Well done right there. Number five, Makai McGee, playing good basketball. He fell down with the dribble, stepped back up, kept the dribble alive. Everything good. Foul going to be whistled in the front court of Taylor. Going to whistle this foul on Grady Carpenter. He's got two. Team foul number two. Going to bring it in deep. Crosses. Tom Crosses. Three-point line. They're bringing it into Graves. They get the ball to the hands of Micaiah Beverly. They'll work it back to Bunnell. Working left side. Number five. That's Makai McGee. Going to try to pass the chest pass through the corner. Trying to get it to Groves. Stepping in front of the lane again right there was Nate Powell. Couldn't get the handle. It went out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Taylor. Going to be brought in just right of the Taylor bench. They'll get it in to Bonnell. Bonnell on the dribble. He'll get it right side with the basketball. They'll bring it back out top. Makai McGee. They'll make a pass. Going to be a kick. Deemed as intentional. Has to be deemed as intentional by the official or it's just the ball. So they'll work it back around. So they'll work it left side and work it back in free throw line. Dish it off to Wanell. He'll take an elbow shot right side. Where to go? Fighting for the board. Getting the board. Patterson. Patterson goes up with a shot. Sam Ridgway trying to recycle it. They're going to call a foul on Ridgway. So Ridgway going to pick up the personal. Ridgway going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. Both teams, second half, accumulative, they have three each. At the free throw line, number four, Jay Patterson is shooting 58% at the stripe. First shot up and good. He's now 35-60 on the season. And Jay Patterson could get one more. 50-37, tipping by 13. 4:29 left, free throw shot, second one offered. Second one wouldn't go. Tipped away, ball goes out of bounds. Wanell tried to claim it. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Wanell. Going to go to Tipton. Inbound the basketball, Nolan Swan. He'll bring it in from the side court. To say right of the Taylor Bears. He'll get it into Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to get it back to Nolan. Carpenter is going to pass across the timeline. They'll get it to Nate Powell. Powell trying to get the game low to Sam Ridgway. Ball tipped out of bounds by the foot of Bobby Wanell. Going to go back in the hands of Tipton. They'll bring it in right in the bucket on the baseline. Brought in right there by Grady Carpenter. Looking to get it in, gets it into Nate Powell. Powell's in the paint. He'll take a jump shot and go back up underneath. 33, Beverly going to get the bucket. Blue Devils 52, Taylor 37, 4:02 left, third quarter. Shot from the baseline corner, good. Cody Groves with another three-point shot. Ball goes out of bounds, full court pressure in the backcourt, 1L. Knocked it out of bounds. I take that back. We're in the fourth quarter. My air. Must be a good ball game. It is. 52-40, 3:55 on the game clock. Going to be brought in to Jackson Money. Back to Nolan Swan, who passed across the timeline to Grady Carpenter. Cross-court pass to Jackson Money. Back to Nolan out top. He'll take a three. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound part four picked up by Nate Powell. They'll reset the offense. They'll go into second possession. This time down the floor. Little baseline drive. They'll get it back. Get it down to Sam Ridgway. He went up with the shot, wouldn't get it. Rebound, Nate Powell. He'll get the bucket, and he'll go to the stripe and shoot one. Nate Powell gets the bucket. He'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Beverly. Beverly picks up number four in the ballgame. Not sure if they already have four up there, but he's got four now. 54-40. 3:28 left. They're in the fourth quarter. First shot long off the rim. Would go. The only shot he'll get. Rebound. Secured by Sam Ridgway. It's going to be a tie-up. He brought that ball down to the floor. going to be a jump ball. Ball's going to be on to Tipton on the alternate possession. They're going to stop up. They're going to ask for a towel. Got some perspiration there. It'd be a good idea to soak it up because that perspiration is pretty much invisible. So let's throw a towel out there. 54-40. 3:26 on the game clock. Blue Devils in front. Wait for the perspiration. It's on the towel. Official did that. He's working double duty. These officials pretty much have been kind of invisible. They're doing a good job. 54-40. At top of the circle, Jackson Money. Back pedal, he'll be working the left side by the sideline. Noah Swan works it down to Grady. Grady goes dish it off, Sam Ridgway. Shot when he go. Going to be a foul call. Going the other direction. They're going to whistle this foul on number three, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter are going to pick up number three in the ball game. It's four each way. Both teams, Taylor and Shipton, with four. Grady's got three. 3:17 left, 54-40. Ball brought in on the dribble, crossing the timeline. Number three, Cody Groves. Out top of the basketball, Groves going to dish it off. Out top, number five, McGee. He'll go down low, he'll dish it off. 2-point bucket, good. 33, Micaiah Bebley. So 54-42. 2:55 left. He'll pass it across the timeline. Will the Blue Devils? Cross-court shift pass behind the arc. Shot wouldn't go. Nolan Swan. They're going to call foul on the rebound. They're going to whistle this foul. We'll double check here. It's going to be on the Blue Devils. Checking out of the ballgame, taking a breather, is going to be Sam Ridgway. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see 23, Aiden Cole. Ridgway going to pick up his second foul in the ballgame. Team foul number five, four thus far, second half, for Taylor to the front court. On the dribble, left side, Cody Groves. Back out top on the dribble. That's Makai McGee to the corner. Shot good. Three-point bomb. Good for Bobby Wanell. So we're going to get the ball inbound. It's full court pressure applied by Taylor. They're trying to get it in to Nate Powell. He'll get fouled. He's in the backcourt. Not going to be a shooting foul quite yet. 54-45. They're going to miss in this foul. And whistled on Jay Patterson, number four. He's going to exit the ball game. He just allowed five. He'll set down. 2:31 on the game clock. 54-45. Toss it to the backcourt. Does Noah Swan to Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan. Back to Grady. Across the timeline with a pass to Jackson Money. They're working outside the arc. Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble. Working against him. Cody Groves. Picked up a good screen from Nate Powell. They'll move the ball back out to Jackson Money. Now to Aiden Cole. Way out top near the center line on the dribble now. You bring it back closer. Noah Swan outside the paint. They kick it back out. Way out top. Top of the key. Jackson Money. 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Going to be a foul called. Going to be a dump foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Cody Groves. 54-45. They're going to whistle this on Cody Groves. He picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number six on Taylor. Tipton thus far, second half with five. So the ball's going to be brought in front of the scores bench by Nolan Swan. We'll go closer to the front court right here with the basketball in the front court to Jackson Money. Back to Nolan. Double team. Nearly trying to make a steal there with Wanell. Grady Carpenter takes the brunt of it. Knocks him down, but Wanell picks him right back up. Good sportsmanship. Sportsmanship has a face. It's whoever's looking in the mirror. 54-45. 1:51 left here in the fourth quarter. We're going to see Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter going through the stripe. He's going to have the 1-1. Fouls whistle, as mentioned, on 1L. He's got two. First shot good. Grady Carpenter. He'll get one more. 55-45. Second shot also good. They'll bring the ball in. 1L brings it in. McGee gets the ball back across to the timeline on the dribble. Going to dish it off right here out top. Back in the ballgame, Christopher Moore, 5'10 sophomore. So we're going to the corner. 3-point shot for Groves, another good shot. Groves, another 3-point shot from the left corner baseline. 56-48. An 8-point advantage timeout called by Taylor. 1:37 left on the game clock. We do thank you for listening. But we'll mention PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We appreciate doing that. We'll mention in high school varsity student athletes, internet radio, live coverage, football with the Tipton Blue Devils in the fall, basketball, Tipton Blue Devils boys. We'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, and we've done some Central Catholic Knights basketball. I believe there's three games on the webpage, and I'm coming up here this spring, baseball with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Live internet radio broadcast coverage made possible by Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. Check out that website. There's other sports broadcasts going on for sure. 56-48 in the front court, Blue Devils. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. So we're back to Aiden Cole outside the arc. Going to be a foul. They're going to whistle a foul on five. Makai McGee, he had the foul. Trying to stop the clock, he did so. 56-48. McGee picked up number three. Team foul number eight on Taylor. Blue Devils with five thus far here in the second half. At the free throw line, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll shooting almost 70% on the season. He'll get the first one, nothing but net. He's 25 for 36 on the season. He'll get one more. Official having a bit of a conversation, a little bit of a conversation, talking to young men. Here comes a second shot, Aiden Toll. Second shot also good. So entering the ball game once again, Sam Ridgway. Aiden Toll to take a breather. He gets a medium five and a slap on the back side of the hand. A good thing he does. I tell you what, Aiden Toll got both of them right there. And I'm back in the ball game, Sam Ridgway. Defensive purposes. 121, likely, anyway. 58-48. In the front court, Groves. He'll work it right side to McGee. He's going to take a jump shot. He's got the ball lost, deflected by a Blue Devil, and he touches it again, knocks it out of bounds, does McGee. So the Blue Devil's going to enter the basketball from the backcourt, and they are doing offense-defense right now. And Sam Ridgway takes a breather. Aiden Toll back in the game for offense. Offensive purposes. 58-48. 1:03 left. Fourth quarter. Out top, Jackson Money. Left side, he gets to Nolan Swan. They're going to foul Swan. Swan's going to go to the stripe. Nolan Swan and Bobby Wannell, the best free throw percentages on either team. They both started this game at 90% on the season. So they're going to call this on number three. They're whistling this on number three, Cody Graves. Cody Graves picks up number two. Talking to the bench right now, having a conversation. Coach Bob Wannell. It's a 1-1, not a two-shot foul yet. This is foul number nine on Taylor. Double bonus if and when another one occurs. Nolan Swan eyes the first one, flies it. Good. Get some congratulations here from Aiden Toll. Nate Powell. Grady Jackson. I say that all the time. Grady Carpenter. Second shot, good. I think that Grady Jackson's on my mind. I think it's Stanford and Son. Grady, I don't remember, but I think. They're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Brought in by 1L. They get the ball back for McGee across the timeline on the dribble pace to go right side with the basketball. Try to work it back out and get it back out. 33, Bebley. Back in to go outside the arc. Moore for three. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. We're going to get the front court. Nolan Swan. So working it around about near the center line, Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter works cross-court skip pass to Nolan. Back to Jackson. 28 seconds left. Nate Powell with the basketball. They're going to foul him. Well, it's going to be two shots anyway. Not going to be deemed as intentional, evidently. Or Tipton would get the ball back. There's been no type of call like that. I haven't seen it. So he's going to get two. They're going to whistle this foul on number five, Makai McGee. He's got four. 10th foul on Taylor. Two shots. The stripe short off the rim. NACAL couldn't get the first one. In the ball game, we're going to see number 25, Francisco Macias. Francisco Macias, 6'1", sophomore. He's in the ball game, worth 25. Coach Bob Winnell going to bring his son out of the ball game for simple purposes of getting a good hand clap from everybody on hand here, even the Blue Devil crowd. And what gives him a good hand clap? He's a senior. I don't know where he's going to college to play basketball, but I would definitely believe that he is. We'll also mention entering the ball game for Tipton is going to be number 2, Maverick Conaway. Taking a breather is going to be Jackson Money. Aiden Cole out of the ball game. We'll mention Grady Carpenter in the game. In the game for Tipton also, number 4, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare, a 6'2 sophomore. Second shot good. Got the back end of a 2-shot foul. Nate Powell looks to the cheer section, points and smiles. Somebody talking to him. So he'll check out the ball game too. In the ball game for Nate Powell is number 5, Clark Rodeball, 6'1" junior. Now top of the basketball, Taylor Titans. Mekhi McGee, they'll work it right side. They'll go to the corner. They'll get it back to Mekhi. They'll shoot a long three. Win go. Left elbow extended. They'll dish it off to Grady Carpenter. Less than 10 seconds left. They'll keep it in the backcourt. They'll shake hands. Nolan and Grady. Block 50's out. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Tipton, 61. Taylor, 48. So we'll mention coming up this Friday night. Friday night, the schedule will be Eastbrook. Eastbrook will go against Madison Grant at 6 p.m. on Friday night right here at Tipton. In the second game, it'll be Sheridan. Sheridan will be the visiting team. Tipton will advance. They'll be the home team on Friday. Tipton capturing the win here tonight, 61-48. We thank you for tuning in. And then we'll mention we'll be back here Friday night, putting me in sports. Come out and watch the ball game live if you can. Just $6 for single admission. If you buy a second night and a Saturday night, you get in, get those for $10. So you save money. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank our halftime guest, Mr. Brett Stoker. Mr. Brett Stoker, he's a synonymous man. He does fine job, whatever he does. But we're going to bow out of here. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're going to talk right now. We're talking with Coach Cliff Hawkins. I tell you what, Coach Hawkins, that first half, you talk about that.
Well, I think, obviously Taylor was a very inspired, motivated team. They're well coached. And this probably is the team in the area that's improved, I think, the most in the Kokomo area throughout the course of the season. That's a credit to Coach Wanell, and it's a credit to his players to be willing to work so hard.
Yes, he does work hard. I got to admit, Coach Bob Winnell gets the most out of his kids.
He did tonight. And then we made a few adjustments in the second half, came out in the third quarter and opened the game up. And part of the reason we opened it up, Grady Carpenter, our freshman, goes for, I think, 27 and pushes our break. And I thought Sam Ridgway did some good job on the boards. We got the ball to Nate enough, and we had enough involved in the team to be able to pull this out.
And the firepower throughout the whole game. The foul situation didn't bother you a bit.
No, it didn't. Once we were able to move from our man into our zone, we thought our coverages were really pretty good. So now we're really happy with the result of this game. And, you know, it's very hard to get that first one, but we're really glad to be on our home court and get that done.
And everybody in this whole gym had to know that when you went to halftime, there must have been some encouraging words either from you or someone.
Well, you know, a game is 32 minutes in length, okay? And the first 16 kind of have to be played to put you in a position to play the next 16. And we knew we weren't really playing our the defense that we would go to the most in the second half and the first half. So once we made that change and then we realized where we had to look for their shooters, we did a pretty good job of covering it.
I want Friday Matthew to play the Blackhawks. We played them a couple of years ago when the COVID thing hit. But I tell you what, you're going to be the home team Friday night.
Oh, we get to be home team? That'll be a lot better. Okay, on the scoreboard. But, yeah, no, look forward to that game. And we know Sheridan is working to improve every day. But I know our guy's going to be very hungry tomorrow in practice.
Okay, would you like to talk Friday night?
Love to talk to you Friday night.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to walk this direction. We're going to go the other direction in Jackson. And then we'll see if we'll walk this direction. We'll set this down for a moment. We're still back in the locker room. We're going to talk to Coach Bob Winnell. I think while Coach Winnell, I saw you guys play Saturday. You looked very good versus Riverside.
Well, let's say that was a weird game. We hadn't played anybody like that necessarily that is that aggressive and impressed. And they came out hot and put us down 9 points quick. And we were able to chip back and fight back at it. But, I mean, it was a decent win. Yeah.
Absolutely. I say, well, tonight you got out to jump start. Actually, you didn't have the lead to start out, but you got the lead. You held it for quite some time. What a game. We knew it was going to be.
Yeah, I tell you, the story of our season has just been, you know, like a little 3-minute blip where we just kind of lose some discipline on both ends of the court, and that third quarter just killed us tonight. I give our kids credit for continuing the fight, Tipton's a better team tonight and definitely deserved to win.
Well, you didn't get to play on January 20th. You postponed it to the 12th. You played on Lincoln's birthday. I believe that was a 7-point game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, very, very similar to this. I mean, in a lot of ways, we match up okay with these guys. We're a guard-oriented team. They're a guard-oriented team. I think the difference, that we got to continue to work on is just discipline. You know, like just doing defensive things that we practice every day for 32 minutes. You know, shot selection, just keeping simple passes, things like that. You know, we've got to continue to just fine-tune, you know, and I don't think we're far off. We got a lot of talent. We've got a lot of athleticism. We just got to continue to turn it into basketball skill and IQ. And I think there's definitely some bright days ahead for Taylor Titan. And I think that we were fortunate to have Bobby come over here this year and kind of model a behavior of what it means to be the best player, what it means to be a leader on the team and demonstrate it every day by just the way he went about his work.
Jay Patterson lit up the crowd in the first half with that slam dunk.
Yeah, he did, man. That was crazy. Jay is a freak athlete, and he dunked a few times in the game. I did not see that one, man. I thought he was just going up for a layup, and he just continued to rise up, and that was a thunder dunk. So, yeah, man, that was really that was nice. There's a lot of things that were some positives. Unfortunately, just weren't able to sustain it.
Got to admit, Groves got hot. He did three threes there, pretty much in unison.
Yeah, Cody's been solid for us all year. I mean, really, he had at the beginning of the year while we were getting used to just roles and what we're doing, he struggled a little bit with ball handling, things like that. But I would say since the turn of the calendar, 2022, he's been playing with a lot of confidence. I'll tell you what, wide open, and catch step shoots, kick it out shoots. He's a very accurate 3-point shooter. He's a great defender. One of those kind of kids that can play any position. He's very, very intelligent. He's part of a backbone of guys that we bring back. I mean, we bring everybody back but Bobby. We've got a really good eighth grade team that we figure, three of those guys probably should be able to contribute with us and help us hopefully right off the bat. So, while it stings tonight and as a dad who has enjoyed the opportunity and is so grateful for the opportunity to get to coach my son, it stinks that it's over. But I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm so proud of him. How he carried himself on the court, how he carried himself off the court. I think if anything, he showed this year that his coach held him back for 3 years at Kokomo.
Hey, Warren, do I have your permission? Because you got your son standing right here listening. Can I talk to him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk to Bobby Winnell. Bobby Winnell, I tell you what, you came through, you shoot the three ball, and you kind of lead this team. You're the only senior on this team. Talk about how fun it is to play in the sectional.
It's so fun. It's the most competitive basketball all year round. You got to bring it every second. Got away from us in the second half, and that was the difference. How we came out strong. Jay's dunk really set the momentum. Just some few minor mistakes in the second half really spread the game apart, and I'm looking forward to them learning those mistakes and fixing them in the future.
Well, you had a good game tonight. You handled the ball. You got the ball back. You guys put it around the perimeter. I think while you were looking for that opening, you found that opening, and you got the ball in the hoop.
Yes, sir. It's just motion offense. We're trying to swing it fast, get some drives. Makai, Jay, they're both super quick. They can get in gaps. They can find shooters, me and Cody in the corners. That was our game plan. Just get it in, move it quick, drive, penetrate. Just wish it could have happened a little bit better.
One thing put me in sports doesn't do is find out where somebody's going to college, because that's too much effort. I'm not going to say something if you don't go there. That's a bummer. But you did tell me that you're potentially thinking about
St. Francis. I'm leaning towards it. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm going to go on some more visits here in the spring. I'll make an announcement here soon, probably.
Wherever you go, they're going to be happy to get you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Bobby Juanel. We're talking to his dad. And we're going to bow out of here now. And we thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. And we'll be back Friday night for Sheridan and Tipton at 7:30. Thanks for listening.